Thank you for listening to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses worship service program this morning. We are so thankful you have decided to join us today. We are the Church of the Roses at 2500 Patio Court in Santa Rosa. We are the church that has the program that feeds the Montgomery High School students a free breakfast every morning when high school is in session. We support the Boys and Girls Club across the street on Hammond Drive. And we also sponsor a lot of different programs such as the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the Council on Aging, a spiritual direction program. We have hearing aid support groups and many other activities that you can join us and become involved. We believe that the Church of the Roses is here to reach out with nurturing love to the whole community of Santa Rosa and beyond. So we hope that you will feel comfortable and welcome, not only listening to this service today, but also coming in person to our worship services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So God bless you, and we hope you enjoy this day. Today, our second scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. And now this is a continuation of the Sermon on the Plain that Jesus gave to his disciples and to a huge crowd of people that were there. And this was early in his ministry. He was setting the stage for the rest of his ministry when he said this. "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse anyone, who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Now, loving the enemy saved my brother Jim's life during the Vietnam War. Many of you know my brother returned from fighting as a CB in the Vietnam War with a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He was given an honorable discharge. The Navy took responsibility for it, and he returned home in 1969. When we went to the Naval Psychiatric Hospital in Michigan to pick him up, after weeks of being an inpatient there in recovery from the war, we picked up a very different person compared to the brother I knew who proudly left to serve in the Navy. Many months passed before my brother was able to talk about what happened to him during his time of service in Vietnam. And he would just tell part of a story and then kind of drift off in his mind, leaving the rest of the tale unfinished. But I was able, over time, to put together some of the pieces of the trauma that he suffered by fitting together the stories along with the letters that he wrote and sent to us from Vietnam and the photos that he had sent also from there. I fit that together with the more recent descriptions that he could say verbally. And some of what he told me was too horrific to share here. But as a CB, they are the construction soldiers who build the military barracks and dredge the rivers. And he was part of the dredge that was dredging between North and South Vietnam. Jim said they were told to keep on working and building, even while being shot at by snipers. And Jim learned how to be a welder during his service in the Navy. A few of the photos Jim sent to us while he was still stationed over there near the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam had images of him with kids that he had become friends with while playing around during their break times. He said he enjoyed giving them chocolates from the care packages that we had sent over to him. And he loved playing baseball with the children. They would find a stick and maybe roll up a piece of paper and use that for the ball. My brother looked so happy in one of the photos, surrounded by little boys who were gathered around with big grins on their faces. And at that time, it was a bit confusing, though, to me, because the kids were Vietnamese, and I wondered if Jim knew their parents, too. They were so close to North Vietnam's border, I also wondered how safe it was for him to be, quote, fraternizing with the enemy. Many months after he came home, Jim told me how children were used in the war and that the North Vietnamese had conscripted some of the older boys to attack American soldiers. He described one night when he and his comrades were sleeping in three separate tents, and some of the boys were drafted or forced by the North Vietnamese to throw hand grenades into their tents while they were sleeping. Jim lost six CB friends that night. And later, he realized the boys who had been responsible for throwing the hand grenades were kids that he had played ball with the days before. His friendship with those children probably had spared his life. And the boys must have intentionally passed up my brother's tent when they threw in the hand grenades. And although he was grateful, he also carried survivor guilt back home with him. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. And the great theologian Thomas Aquinas said, "To love is to will the good of the other." I think part of what blew my brother's mind in the Vietnam War was he learned that the people who were potentially, quote, the enemy, were so much like us. They loved chocolate and baseball and hot dogs. The kids laughed and cried like we do. Humanity is humanity around the world, and we are all connected. And when Jim had been back a few months, the war still haunted him. So he decided he must teach people about what war is really like and how no one should ever go to war again. He went to the principal of our local high school and he asked if he could conduct a general assembly to teach the students about the reality of war. But of course, he was turned down on his offer. He wanted to teach the real horrors of war and how to avoid going to war in the future. And Jesus also tried to teach that lesson on his sermon on the plain. The formula to avoid war: love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. It's as simple as that. But can we do it? Karen Armstrong was a nun and a teacher who designed what is now called the Charter of Compassion, and it is promoted globally for world peace. Armstrong studied world religions and said, "For years, I've been feeling frustrated because as a religious historian, I've become acutely aware of the centrality of compassion in all the world's major faiths. Every single one of them has evolved their own version of what's called the Golden Rule. They have emphasized the importance of compassion, not just because it sounds good, but because it works. People have found that when you implement the Golden Rule, as Confucius said, all day and every day, you dethrone yourself from the center of your world, put another there, and you transcend yourself." So when someone strikes you on one cheek, Jesus said, instead of allowing your bruised ego to swell up and strike back harder, put yourself in that other person's shoes for a moment. Ask yourself, what prompted that slap? What's going on in that troubled soul? What would cause someone to do such a thing? Even that 5-second pause may be enough to surprise your enemy. And if you can find it in your heart to ask a question like, are you okay? You have most likely de-escalated their anger. Now, this is especially important in our country in this post-pandemic era. During the pandemic, we have become a hostile people. We are exhausted, impatient, and becoming less tolerant of each other. Our country is more divided than it has been in many years. And the plague we have been experiencing has caused us to isolate and become more self-centered for our survival. But those survivor instincts have made us less compassionate and more paranoid. These symptoms are common symptoms of trauma. And we have all been traumatized by the pandemic, and we have suffered not only physically, but also psychologically. So what is the remedy? Spiritual practices of our faith, including compassion, prayer, patience, and deep trust in God. Remember, we were created to be in community with one another, focusing on our common values and not on what divides us. We are all happy the Rams won the Super Bowl, for instance, aren't we? Maybe not everyone, though. That one doesn't work. Okay, maybe not. Now, if it was the 49ers, we would be, right? Considering stepping back and contemplating what's going on with the other person really does help de-escalate any tense, confrontational things that could come up. When they're showing anger or impatience, it really works if one of the people is very calm and a good listener and tries to maybe echo back what the person is feeling in a calm way. Maybe they're scared and fearful. Maybe they're feeling sick inside, mentally or physically, or both. When someone's behavior makes me mad, for example, because they're driving too fast on the freeway, instead of like wanting to race after them or call the police or something, I temper down my anger with the thought, maybe they have diarrhea and they're rushing to get to the bathroom. Or maybe their wife is having a baby. Or they're really late for something going on at church. That changes my perspective on their motivation. And humor can be applied to anything, which also helps de-escalate anger. For instance, if someone steps in front of you in line at the grocery store, you can try humor and you could say, oh, by all means, after you, go right ahead and see if they laugh about it. See if you can get a chuckle out of them, as if you're giving them permission to step in front of you. Or tell the cashier who looks grumpy, you are the most important person in my life at this moment right now. And see what they say. And if they look confused, just say, I need you to help me get out of this grocery store and get these all paid for so I can go home. Without you, I can't do it. And often that'll get a chuckle out of them. And if not, then you can laugh at your own joke. Don Marshall's really good at that. He can teach us how to do that. We all need healing humor right now as we recover slowly and carefully from the pandemic. Did you know there are so many coronavirus jokes out there? It's a pandemic. And I'll tell you a coronavirus joke now, but you'll have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. And why do they call it the novel coronavirus? It's a long story. And what types of jokes are allowed during quarantine? Just inside jokes. Okay, I'm done. Thank God, right? But Jesus wasn't joking when he spoke this sermon on the plain. He didn't stop with quoting what we think of as the golden rule now. Jesus took it up another notch, another level of intensity, and he said, "If you love those who love you, what credit is it? For even sinners love those who love them. But if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you." This is the formula for living a peaceful life. So live the charter of compassion, and you will receive compassion. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses radio program this morning. We encourage you to go to our website at www.churchoftheroses.org and donate. We'd love to have your help keeping our roses blooming and all of our outreach programs growing. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.